Greetings and salutations, Audio Boo. Please, step across the threshold and into the world of Watts once more with me, your host, DJ Watts 83. And this one is probably likely to be a bit out of sorts in some respects, but it's something that has weighed on my mind lately, and it's something that I don't particularly like in this world, but it's something that I have to seem to put up with on a regular basis. And for me, it has forever bewildered me the necessity of some people to be contentious, to contend for the sake of contending. You know, if you agree with something someone says and someone then has to disagree with you agreeing with them just because they want to have an argument, it's things like that. And it's not so much that anything like that has happened on its own recently to spark this. This is a case of there's several things that are going on in my head that are leading towards me believing that in this hostile world, you know, the only peace that you can actually get, well, in my case, is in the world of Watts, and sometimes my own frustrations spill over into it. My frustration is more along the lines of this, and it's like when you get people, for instance, desperately trying to play a race card, just to get their own way, which usually consists of them having twice the amount of their entitlement for less than half the price of it, or less than half the work for it, or whatever. I'm sure you'll understand what I'm trying to say there. It's not necessarily saying that, oh, you're racist, you're not letting me have a bunch of stuff for free. I'm not saying that. I'm just basically giving you the gist of the attitudes of certain people, not even necessarily where I work. It's just the attitudes of certain people who are quick to pull out race cards, and they don't seem to realise that by doing that they're probably more racist than anyone else, and then wonder why you get people like me who will turn around and quite happily tell them that I'm not racist, I hate everybody equally. Anyway, moving away from a topic that's likely to be a little bit on the side of controversial, if I was to plough too far into it, and I don't want to be controversial, that's not what I'm trying to stir up here. My main point was more along the lines of the contention and the attitude of people. When you get people, for instance, turning around saying, "What are you looking at? You looked at me funny, that's why I stabbed him 5 times, you know, which unfortunately you do tend to read a lot of in the papers, right? The reality is this, you know, that's just an excuse. That is just a complete excuse for trying to get away with doing something evil. And then there's people that don't care that they're acting like a-holes. There's people out there that just don't care about other people, and yet they seem to think that you've got to care about them. All they've got to do is show consideration for other people themselves, and then everybody can get along. You know, I'm a firm believer in doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's not me trying to spout Christianity at everyone and beat you over the head with the Bible. But believe you me, if you actually put that into practice, Christian or no, then the world is more likely to be a much better place. And that's the thing that saddens me, because it's such a very simple principle, a very simple prospect. Sorry if you heard that. All they've got to do, it's just basically, let's all treat each other with respect. We're all on this chunk of rock floating around a great big light bulb in space. And there's just not enough time in life for people to be hating each other and stirring up hatred and feeding each other's insecurities. There's just no reason for it. You know, let's just get along. We are brothers and sisters, you know, in as much as, you know, we all need air to breathe. We all need a heart to pump blood around our bodies. Without either, we're not going to last very long. You know, no one is more important than the next, right? We're all special in our own way, and we should all be respected by one another. I have moments where, in the heat of anger, all respect goes out the window. And believe you me, I feel like the biggest knob after that, that you can imagine. And if I have the opportunity, I will go straight to the person that I was being a dick to, and I'll apologise to them straight up, because that's the least that I can do, and I'll try to make restitution. That's my basic code of ethics. Like I say, I mean, ultimately, what I'm trying to get at here is, you know, rather than laughing at each other and dumbing people down, let's learn to help each other, you know? I say, anyone who's listening to this, let's spend the next week going out of our way, right, trying to help everyone we can possibly help. If we see someone in need, let's help them, right? Let's help them in, to the best of our ability, and see how much better you feel for it, because I'll guarantee you'll feel blessed exponentially more than if you were to leave people to suffer. And encourage people to help each other. You know, there's going to be people out there that are only in it for themselves, you only live once, rah, 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 rah. Well, if you only live once, that's all the more reason to help each other rather than trying to crap upon the person below you and suck up to the person above you. And that's my honest opinion in this one. Which is why I'm actually quite glad of the World of Watts, because I can escape there and get off my chest a few things that I feel, you know. You've got people, for instance, there seems to be divisions everywhere. You've got blue-collar workers, white-collar workers, you've got religious people and atheists, you've got Christians and Muslims. Ultimately, we all need a heart to pump blood around our bodies. You need air to breathe, water to drink, and food for our tummies, right? We need a roof over our heads to keep us, you know, keep us from getting ill, because we're always allowing water to, you know, to get our heads wet and then catching head colds and whatnot because the wind comes along shortly after. You understand what I'm saying? So I challenge everyone who's listening to this, let's go and take this principle into the real world. Even if you already do it, step up a little harder and let's encourage other people to do the same. Let's try to be a massive, great big team. As it says in the Iron Maiden song, The Wicker Man, brothers and their fathers joining hands and make a chain. Well, let's say brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers joining hands and make a chain. Anyway, I think that should just about wrap it up for today. I know this again is probably a bit more of a somber boo, but this is just me blowing a few things off my chest. I hope you understand what I was trying to say. I'm not trying to feed other people's insecurities, or I'm not trying to stir anything up. I'm just trying to encourage people. Let's try and make this world a better place for each other, and certainly for the generations to come. This is DJ Watts 83, thanking you very much from the bottom of his heart. Well, my heart. And peace be with you until we speak again. Farewell.